Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Hey, it's Deanne from our sister station, 95.9 The Palm, and you're listening to The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. With me today, as always, my co-host and owner of Classic Collections, fashion expert, Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia. How you doing?
Great. Excited to be back in the studio. It's episode 2, show 2. Are you excited?
I can't wait for episode 202.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Okay.
This beautiful boutique is the premier luxury women's consignment shop in the Palm Beaches. It has an incredible selection of luxury merchandise by the most exclusive designers. Classic Collections offers clothing, handbags, shoes, fine jewelry, costume jewelry, furs, millinery, and specialty items such as vintage luggage. The staff is amazing. They're experienced. I mean, I know that when people come in, they're just going to see for themselves what makes Classic Collections such an amazing place. But we'll get more into that, right, Sally?
Absolutely.
So today we're going to be talking about store pricing, sales strategies, and at the end of the day, really, these are incredible tips to make you a more knowledgeable shopper. So I'm excited because I love a great deal, and I know a lot of people think that they're shopping smart, but the psychology behind it, it'll really get you.
You'll be very surprised at what we learned today.
So we're going to start things off with our fashion facts. This is the first segment of our show, and I'm ready for you to kick things off, Sally.
Okay. Today we're really going to learn the art of being a super sale shopper. Try to say that after 3 margaritas. Before you can be a great shopper, you have to understand sales from a retailer's point of view. Have you ever wondered how stores price items? It's not a mystery. Most retailers make their pricing decisions by using a formula called Keystone pricing. This is basically where they double the wholesale cost of a product and it's a 50% markup. That basically pays for the retailer's existence, his rent, his salaries, his advertising, telephones, everything. Now, sometimes the markup is higher if the items are hard to find or expensive to ship, and sometimes it's lower if they're highly commoditized, which means they can be found everywhere. Sometimes you'll see a MSRP on an item. That stands for Manufacturer Suggested Retail Price. And manufacturers started doing this to kind of help standardize prices among retailers. It's used mostly for mainstream and conventional products. For instance, if you buy a bottle of Estee Lauder's beautiful perfume, it will probably be the same price in Macy's as it is in Saks or Neiman Marcus. I want to talk a little bit about sales strategies that retailers use, because everybody loves sales, promotional markdowns, and much of the population honestly waits for sales to buy retail goods. Never pay full retail. We call that the R word. Don't do it. So typically, merchants will have sales for seasonal reasons, increase foot traffic to the store. They've got to get rid of unsold inventory. For instance, in Florida, when clothing stores have an end of summer sale, we benefit tremendously because we can wear summer clothing almost all year long. So a lot of savvy shoppers wait for those sales to stock up on wardrobe basics. Also, another sale that comes along this time of year are back to school sales. I don't have kids. A lot of people don't have kids. You don't need kids to have savings at these back-to-school sales. It's a great time to shop for office supplies. Car sales are big this time of year because the new models are coming in for next year. So if you can go in and buy a 2016 model versus the 2017 model, you're going to save thousands of dollars for the same model just with the year apart. It's a great time to buy outdoor equipment, furniture, grills, beach stuff, and also laptops and printers. They mark those down a lot for the students going back to school. No reason why you can't take advantage of it.
Am I the only one that's like jotting down notes over here? You know, before you actually got into like the list of really great times to shop, that was my first question. Okay, great. So there are certain parts of the season that are great for shopping, but what are they? So we've got back to school, a great time of year. Me too. Not in school anymore, but I just did my back to school shopping. It is a great time to shop because all the stores are going on sale.
And we'll talk about that later in the third section, timely topics. We're going to speak about specific holiday sales and how you can make them work the best for you.
We're talking about how pricing works in resale. If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Fashion Connection. It's brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. Where are you guys located, Sally? Where can everyone find you?
We're at 118 North County Road in Palm Beach at the corner of Sunset Avenue.
And I know that your hours are a little different right now. It's the summertime. So when can we get in?
We open at 11 11 and close at 5:30. And during the season, we open at 10 and close at 5:30. That's Monday through Saturday.
Right. And so all these details, I mean, this show really is going to help make people so much more savvy, not just about the products that they're buying, but when it's a great time to buy and how they can just be more knowledgeable shoppers, know the worth of what you're getting. It's so
exactly,
important.
Exactly. I want to talk with you a little bit about other pricing tricks and techniques retailers use. There's a type of pricing that's called lost leading pricing. And this is when a shop has a sale on something really, really special. And so you go to the store for that specific special item. It's an outrageous sale. And you wind up buying other non-sale items because they drew you in with that one piece you've been looking for. And all of a sudden, you're in there and you're buying a lot of things to go with that piece.
They getcha.
Exactly. There's also what they call psychological pricing. Now, this is when merchants price items based on different ways buyers perceive the pricing. For instance, if an item's price ends in an odd number, like a 5, a 7, or a 9, consumers perceive less pain in spending. So if you price something at $10.99, rather than $11, anything ending in 9 is always the biggest winner. A business website, Shopify, reported that researchers at MIT and the University of Chicago did a fabulous study on standard women's clothing item, and they priced it at $34, $39, and $44. Guess which one sold the most? If you chose $39, you'd be right. Even though it was a higher price than the $34 item, it is tapping into the consumer's brain and seeing that the 9 at the end gives a perception of a bargain or a deal.
I am the epitome of what every advertiser looks for. I just am so sucked in by all these psychological terms that you're talking about right now. Any way that they use to try to get us in the store or get us to buy it, I fall for it.
Everybody does, dear. That's why I'm intentionally letting you all know how you can beat this. Okay, let me go on to a couple of other ways that they can trick you. They do above or below their competition in pricing. If they go below, obviously, you're thinking a better deal. If it's above, they're branding themselves as more luxurious or exclusive or prestigious. Think how well this works for Starbucks when people pick them over Dunkin' Donuts. Bottom line, it's still good coffee either place, but at Starbucks, you feel more exclusive. Of course, you're paying double the price. Another thing they do is called anchor pricing. And this happens when they list the original price next to the sales price. This is the most important thing I'm going to tell you today. Consumers perceive the gain they get from buying an item on sale. The gain. How many times have you said, but it was on sale and such a deal? It's an impulse buy, and often because it's on sale, you can't return it, so you have to be careful. Mobile shoppers are coming into the industry tremendously. People can go to their smartphone and see what it costs in other stores. There are traditionalists who prefer in-store shopping. There's experience seekers who value the best experience, and they don't just go for the price. There's people who are price sensitive. They don't plan, but they opt out for deals. There's savvy people who calculated but persuadable buyers. And then there's the exploiters who are premeditated about lower prices and will not do anything in terms of purchasing retail until they have used their smartphones to see if they're getting a good deal. I want to talk about one other current trend that's really interesting. It's called showrooming and web rooming. Showrooming is when a shopper visits a store to check out a product, but then goes back home and purchases it online. A lot of times people do that because they want to see it in person, but they think they can get a better, lower price online. Okay? Now, web rooming is basically the opposite. That is where people research the products online and then go into the store, touch it, see it, feel it, and purchase it in the store. 69% of people web room and only 46% showroom right now. And basically, they web room because retailers are providing a better in-store customer experience and they are doing much more creative work for the people when they come in the store, such as getting other items that will match that item.
And that's one of the exciting things about your store. You just talked about all the different types of shoppers, people that want to be good shoppers, that want to make good choices. And that's what makes you guys so special, because at Classic Collections, you invite all of those people to come on in, and they know that they're getting that service, but they're still getting the best prices and they're getting the best quality. It's exciting.
It's a double dip, because they're shopping resale, which means it's definitely going to be lower. And it's interesting also how consignment and resale shops price things. And we'll talk about that in the next
session. Exactly. We're talking about that next. We'll be on to the focus on fashion, how pricing works in the resale business, the psychology of spending. I mean, we're bringing it all up during this show. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fashion Connection. Again, that's brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. I'm with Sally Kimball right now, and I'm Dia.
Classic Collections debuts Chic Magazine. Summer is hot, 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 and so is our news. On August 1st, Classic Collections will debut our new monthly online fashion magazine called Chic. Taking over where our newsletters left off, Chic will be issued on the first of each month, and we'll showcase our newest arrivals, special sales of our luxury merchandise, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the wonderful things the fashion world offers. To read or subscribe to Chic, simply go to classiccollectionsconnections.com. This is where you'll find all the latest news, our radio show, The Fashion Connection, broadcasts, and other juicy tidbits that we want you to know. You can also find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. We love feedback, so please let us know what you think of our new ventures, and we welcome your suggestions for articles, radio talks, and topics you would like to see us address. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website in existence has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com, 1stdibs.com. Find out more there.
Classic Collections brings you The Fashion Connection on 900 AM The Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Welcome back. It's Dia, and right by my side, my co-host, fashion expert and owner of Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion resale boutique, Classic Collections. Welcome back, Sally.
Hi, Dia.
I keep saying welcome, but it's silly because this is your show, so really thank you for having me again.
Oh, I couldn't do it without you.
So we touched a little bit on the commercial that everyone just heard, but I do want to bring up firstdibs.com. It's such an amazing website, and it gives people the opportunity to see all of the incredible things that you have in their store. So tell us a little about how people can find you guys on firstdibs.com.
Okay, firstdibs.com is the largest luxury resale website in the world. It's about 14 years old. And if you go into first, that's a 1stdibs.com, and type in Classic Collections in the search bar, up will pop a screen that will say fashion or jewelry. And you can go to either of those verticals within the website and see what we have posted on firstdibs from Classic Collections.
So now we're going to get into focus on fashion. It's the second segment of the show, and I'm excited because you're telling us how pricing works in resale and the consignment business.
Well, we're going to talk about that and also the psychology of spending. So let me get cooking on this. In the resale or consignment business, we do the research on the original price of an item to determine our benchmark. We're not buying the merchandise, so we don't really have a keystone price that we can double. So what we basically do is use anchor pricing, which we talked about before, where we put our price against the original price. Now, when a customer sees that in normal retail and in resale, they will perceive the gain of what they are gaining, not what they're spending, what they are gaining in savings. How we do this is we research other resale online sites to see if the same item has been priced and, more importantly, sold. And often we'll find a differential of thousands of dollars. Condition and availability of the item also comes into play. If there's a Chanel limited edition handbag that was shown one season, never to be seen again, they only made 30 of them, and one comes in that's in pristine color, original tags, original box, that will most likely fetch something very, very close to the original price, or it may be 20% more. Why would somebody spend something more? Well, perhaps that color was a limited run, never produced again. It might still be in production. But as with many Hermes bags, for instance, there's a 3-year waiting list and you don't want to wait. And perhaps it's a bag made of ostrich or endangered species that they can no longer used to make bags. It really boils down to supply and demand and how coveted something is and if a customer can pull the trigger. If it's a special birthday, if it's an anniversary, if you must have it, it's an emotional purchase, and what makes sense to one customer won't make sense to another, right, dear?
I totally agree. The emotional purchase, I was just going to say, you love to say it's part of the hunt, right? You find it and you're like, I'm not waiting any longer.
It's the thrill of the hunt. You've been looking forever and you say, darn it, it's right here. I'm going to get this.
Exactly.
Now, consignment shops do have sales. It's not really different from other regular retail shops. We need to clear older inventory out and make adjustments for seasonal business. August, September are big sales months. In October, we start to get rid of the more summer items and put out winter and fall items. Holiday sales are important to us. A lot of our inventory is fine jewelry. So we do a lot of sales around the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. We are also flexible at that time of year on our furs because a lot of people are in town in the Palm Beaches for the holidays. And, you know, they're going typically back to colder places. So we mark our merchandise down during those times and we have good sales. We also, of course, rely on First Dibs, and they have sales every Saturday. And we have our merchandise that is on sale posted on their website, www.firstdibs.com. Every Saturday that are on sale. I want to talk about psychological spending because we all are guilty of it. And retailers know this. They play mind games with us and they know our triggers of how to make us spend. And I want to point these triggers out and how you can deal with them. First of all, when you shop, if you find a fabulous, fabulous deal, you're going to get almost a runner's high. Now, I don't run, so I've never done this, but I can tell you this. It's attributed to the release of dopamine in your brain, and that occurs when you download all this because you have seen something that absolutely thrills you. 31% of women have shopped to elevate their mood, and 53% have shopped as a way to celebrate something.
I'm so excited that you're saying this, though, because it really gives me a reason to feel like I'm not crazy for getting that excited about a great deal.
Right. Right. Well, you will be, and that's the drop of the dopamine into your system. It's amazing. Another reason that the triggers they punch are competition, the fact that you got something before somebody else at a better price, the idea of savings, where a sign will say save 50%. It focuses on the savings rather than on the spending, not what you spent, but what you saved. They use that a lot. Retail therapy, they use this when you're in a bad mood. You know, salespeople come, oh, you've had a bad day. Let me show you something that'll make you feel better. And so that's a trick they use because when you walk in after work, they can see your mood.
A trick that works, Sally.
It works every time. And then there's the perceived value. You know, you believe you're getting a great deal. You shop for leisure because you're bored. And there's always the panic buys, which means that, oh my God, if I don't get this now, they're going to take it off. It'll never be seen again. I better buy it now.
My boyfriend likes to say that's the impulsive part of me.
That is exactly right. And the retailers know this and they market it and they take us down. This is how you have those big credit card bills every month.
So now that you've told us all about the things that we're all guilty of doing when we're standing in front of this piece we feel like we just have to have, coming up next during our timely topics, you're going to share with us all the great strategies on how to save big and more details on how retailers encourage impulsive buys that we were just talking about. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fashion Connection. I'm with Sally Kimball right now. I'm Dia. It's brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. We'll be right back.
Classic Collections debuts Chic Magazine. Summer is hot, 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 and so is our news. On August 1st, Classic Collections will debut our new monthly online fashion magazine called Chic. Taking over where our newsletters left off, Chic will be issued on the first of each month, and we'll showcase our newest arrivals, special sales of our luxury merchandise, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the wonderful things the fashion world offers. To read or subscribe to Chic, simply go to classiccollectionsconnections.com. This is where you'll find all the latest news, our radio show, The Fashion Connection, broadcasts, and other juicy tidbits that we want you to know. You can also find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. We love feedback, so please let us know what you think of our new ventures, and we welcome your suggestions for articles, radio talks, and topics you would like to see us address. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website in existence has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com, 1stdibs.com. Find out more there.
Classic Collections brings you The Fashion Connection on 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Welcome back. It's Dia, and right by my side, my co-host, fashion enthusiast, and of course, owner of Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion resale boutique, Classic Collections, Sally Kimball.
Hey, Dia, we're going to hear some really great tips in the third section.
I'm excited because now you've made me feel like I just am the epitome of what every retail store is looking for. I am that, you know, the little frail bird that walks into a store and gets attacked. I love to shop. I love buying new things. It does make me feel good. We all get that dopamine rush. So now you have to give us great tips during our timely topics piece to share strategies on how we can save big and become better about this shopping thing.
Okay, well, here we go. Retailers actually bring in consultants and psychologists to sway customers into making poor spending decisions as soon as they walk in the door. As long as you're wise to their tactics, you're less likely to fall into their traps. So I want to talk with you a little bit about how retailers encourage impulse buys, and a lot of it has to do with the store layouts. Now, you might think a store is just a store. Not so. Your brain, the minute you walk into a store, is responding to everything from the smell of the store to the visual appeal of displays, and everything is done to encourage impulse buys. When you first walk in a store, it's called the decompression zone. Okay, it's meant to get you in the frame of mind of shopping. They have friendly greeters. They have ads. They have some of the store's best deals on display. It's inviting, and they're so sweet. Come on in. They're after you. That's what I have to tell you. Then the next section is the front of the store, and that basically is stocked with promotional items. You feel like you're being offered a fabulous deal. You want to go in the store and keep looking. Okay, so as your spending increases, the store has planned for this. So you walk in, and that's why sale items are always way in the back, because you have to walk through the whole store. Now, the center of the store is for full-priced items. So typically, you walk the whole length of the store to get to the clearance section in the back. The full-priced items are between the great sales and the beginning of the store, which is gorgeous. And you think you're getting a sales price sometimes when you come back from the sales, and you pick up items in the middle of the store, and you don't really realize that you've got some sale and some full price items till you get to the checkout. Now, the checkout, there's a reason those checkout counters are in the front of the store. It's not because it's convenient. It's so you have to do a double pass of all of the aisles that you've gone through and return to the front to pay, which increases the likelihood that you're going to spend above and beyond what you planned for.
Absolutely. It's double the chance of picking something up on your way back.
They have got us pegged 100%. Now, most of the retail stores we're going to be talking about cater to the female shopper, and they typically buy at a more leisurely pace. They spend more time weighing their options, and because of that, they spend more time in the store. Male shoppers are much less patient. They don't want to be in the store typically in the first place. If they can't find it, they leave and forget about it, and a woman will ask for assistance, and that's where you get talked into additional purchases by savvy salespeople. If a man takes the time to bring an item into a fitting room, there's a 65% chance he will buy the item. Women are much more fickle than men, so they only purchase 25% of the merchandise they test out. However, they go into the fitting room with armloads of clothing, and they go in several times. So while they only buy 25%, they started at like 10 million more than the guys.
10 million sounds about right.
There you go. And it's all about branding too. So if you walk in a store and you see brands that are very exclusive and very well known, women are clearly more influenced than guys will be. Okay, they don't care that it's an Hermes bag. They look at the Hermes price and go, $25,000? Are you kidding me? I can get a car for this. So that's why most of the branding is frankly directed toward the ladies out there. And that's us, and they got our number. I want to give you some tips for clothes shopping during clearance sales. First of all, you need to understand the sales cycle of a retail store. They're typically put their merchandise out for 6 to 8 weeks before it's marked down. Okay, so you're not going to get any sales on pretty new merchandise. The best days to shop are Thursdays. Why? Because if they're going to mark items down for sale, they do it usually for the Friday and Saturday and Sunday shoppers, but they're marked down by Thursday. So if you can get to a store on a Thursday, not only will you have a better choice of the merchandise, you're the first one there because other people really might not come tumbling into the weekend.
It's my new favorite day of the week.
There you go. You might score a great deal on Friday and Saturday, but you won't have as large a choice to choose something from. You need to ask around when there are sales. Talk to other people who have been there. You're in the store, you like a dress, they don't have it in your size, go and ask. Can you call another store? Is it on sale in another store? Can it be sent to this store? Do you have to send it to my home? So you have to think about that, and you also have to know about the return policy. Shop end of the season for the best deals and know when not to buy. Don't buy during Christmas at high times. Buy before. Buy Labor Day. Buy Memorial Day. By President's Weekend. And if you're shopping online, one last fabulous tip. When you're shopping, put everything in your cart, but don't check out. This drives the online stores crazy because they say, oh, Sally bought 5 things, and oh, she didn't check out. You will get an email or 2 or 3 from them over the next couple of days saying, gee, we noticed you bought 5 things, but you didn't check out. If we give you a 10 to 15% discount, will that help you push the button on the checkout? And I'm telling you, you will save 10 to 15% on a lot of your online purchases by not clicking through to that checkout right away.
So right, because it's happened to me a million times and yet I've never thought about it. So I just got so many great tips. I know that our listeners have too. And what's even better is that if they missed the beginning of the show or they weren't able to catch us last week, they still can. So we can go online, visit the website classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com or our chic magazine at classiccollectionsconnections.com, and there they can click on the radio, and that's the section where they're going to be able to find all of our shows.
Correct. We're very excited about this. One last tip, before you go shopping, make a list, especially if you're shopping for other people for the holidays. Stick with your list, or better yet, shop the sales all year long and keep that list in your wallet. And when you see something that might work for somebody, you can cross it off the list in May or in Labor Day or whenever, and you don't have that whole big headache in December.
Sally, you've nailed it again, because that's another thing I'm guilty of, shopping for myself because I'm shopping for other people. It's so true. I'm a victim, right? I'm a victim. It's not my fault.
We all are fashion victims of the retailers. Trust me.
Thanks, Sally. You've been listening to The Fashion Connection, your one-stop spot for all things fashion-oriented. We'll be back next Thursday from 5:30 to 6, and we'd love for you to join us to hear all about the latest dish on fashion trends, what's coming up for fall, and the best summer sales. If you can't hear the broadcast live, again, you can always go to our website, classiccollectionsconnections.com, click on the On the Radio section, and go to firstdibs.com to do a little shopping online. Of course, you just have to type in Classic Collections of Palm Beach. Thank you guys so much for being a part of our day and for letting us be a part of yours, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks, Sally.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.